Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was from our interview earlier this afternoon with Drake May, the one-man army on the New England Patriots. If you missed any of it, you can check it out on Odyssey.com or on the Odyssey app. We also will have it posted up on YouTube. You can find it all there and hear every pressing question that we had to ask for him.
It was good.
That was a good interview today. That was a good hit with him. I thought Jones was good, too.
Yeah, it's just different because he's not here.
I know. I wish he'd come in here once in a while. He's not. He doesn't
like us.
Probably not. Although, when it used to be Mac or Zappy, I guess, and Slater used to call in, too. He only ever came in here, like, once or twice.
And he's a nice man.
And, yeah, and he's, you know, he's Mr. Mr. Mayor around here. But, yeah, that's Jonathan Jones doesn't like coming in here. He might have liked it if he knew that we were in these cool leather chairs.
Yeah.
That might have warmed them up to it a little bit.
I mean, we're nice. We've never asked him anything really.
We're not
bad.
That nice, I don't think.
I'm getting too comfortable, I can tell you that much. I'm starting to lean back in the chair, taking advantage of the sun. Like, I definitely feel like I could be watching a game with a beer in my hand.
You look
right
like
now.
Leon Phelps doing radio right now.
Who the hell's Leon Phelps?
The ladies' man. Remember? This is the ladies' man. The SNL sketch. You don't remember the ladies' man?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at half a bottle of Cavatier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a little.
I'm not
a
big Saturday Night Live
going on right there. Yeah, enough to talk about SNL.
You want to get politics?
Let's not do that either. But
Fitzy and I got into a political fight on the thing last night.
Really?
Yeah. And Joe Braverman got very uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now I got to know what it was.
Well, Fitzy was bitching.
I listened to part of it, but I didn't hear the whole thing.
He was bitching that the whole thing about the Washington Post not endorsing.
How did that come up?
I don't really remember. But I was like, why did it matter? They had endorsed the Democrat for like 47 straight years. We knew if they had. And he's like, well, that's not bad. And Joe Braverman's like, okay, move on, guys. Okay, guys, move on. He got really uncomfortable.
Really? He was telling you to move on?
Oh, yeah, he got really uncomfortable.
Think someone was telling him to tell you to move on?
No. You think we get any guidance on
it? It was a weekend.
Weekend show, that's true. Yeah, right. Let's listen to that.
Hey, ho! You mean in management?
Fans were, yeah, just not Ken Land.
Lines were loaded. We were passionately breaking down the Patriots' loss in the beginning and growth of the Drake May era. Come on now.
Absolutely. I meant who in the...
Jesus, that's hurtful.
You know, Ken Laird was somewhere polishing off. I don't know what he was doing. But anyway, what is Drake May...
I like how you thought better of
I
that.
I better
just
of
like,
that one.
I'm going to move on now.
Polishing off a nice steak, maybe. What does Drake May need the most? I mean, we're talking about this offseason now. I think that's going to be the dominant narrative here, as we all agree. He's progressing in a – I didn't think that was his best game, but I still think he's progressing and getting better. What does he need the most this next offseason, whether it's in the draft or free agency? What's at the top of the whiteboard?
That's like saying, do you need four tires or two on your car? I don't – like, he needs a target and a tackle.
Yep.
Can you – which one's better, maybe? Because I am looking – I don't know if
I think he needs a receiver more than he needs an offensive line.
Yeah, but
I think he needs that more. I think if you can get the ball out quickly to a guy who's a playmaker, then you can work around that and you can make that happen. They don't have playmakers on
you
this
can team. Sell me on that. Yeah. You can have, and then you, if somebody else said, it doesn't matter, in the long run you need to get a left tackle, like, you could sell me on that too because you need both.
Right.
They're glaring holes. The one thing I will say – is so we had the Kelvin Banks bad game where he kind of went back down, and the chatter that Will Campbell might be a guard and he's not a tackle in the NFL is starting to alarm me just a little.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pick a tackle to pick a tackle. I want to pick a tackle who I think is a hoss, like an absolute hoss for the next X number of years.
Yeah.
And if there are legitimate concerns about Campbell, Banks, whoever the tackles, then I would the receiver. Go two receivers. I'm fine if they get T. Higgins and go get Travis Hunter or McMillan, the kid out of Arizona. If you say two receivers, because he's already proven he can run.
Yeah.
He's already proven he can throw on the run. So, and I'm assuming you'll get marginally better on the line next year. Even if you don't get an elite left tackle, whatever, get better somewhere. Don't sign Ben Brown off the Raiders practice squad and make him your best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess if you tell me the tackles aren't worth the pick, then yes, go get the best receivers available.
Yeah, I'm sort of there. I think that, and also when it tackles, like, I think, draft, right? Everyone's saying, well, if you have the first overall pick, you trade back, you can get one of these guys at three or four if they're still out there.
Will Campbell.
The only thing about that is, and I'm sure Will Campbell's going to be a good pro, he might not be good right away. Like, I feel like these tackles, when they come into the league, they have learning curves and growing pains and all that stuff,
some
too.
Some do. Some don't.
Sometimes. But I do think it's better for a rookie quarterback if that part of the equation is dealt with by someone who's gone through all that already. I feel like Drake May, even next year, is still going to be having things he's working out as a second-year player who didn't play an entire first season. He's still going to be, you know, working through things and making mistakes and stuff like that. I'd rather a left tackle, someone who is able to work around that and knows what that's like and has been in the league a few years, and there's not a lot of great options. There's Stanley from Baltimore and Bull.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Denver, and, you know, a couple other guys who I don't even know if they're going to hit free agency or not. I know their contracts are up. They may all re-sign, you know, so who knows if this is even possible. But I think that that's probably the way I'd go about it. The only problem is they're just so bad at drafting wide receivers, I don't know if I trust them to. I think you're more likely to draft a good receiver in the top 10 and sign a tackle and have that work out for you than the other way around. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Signing a wide receiver, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that. I just don't know if any are going to be available.
I do feel like top 10 receivers who are generally considered top 10 receivers have a pretty good hit rate, good success rate. Now, there's like, remember Tavon Austin, I think, went in the top 10. Like,
good return, man. But,
I don't think he was not universally considered a top 10 pick. He just went in the top 10. And I'm going to say they're not going to make that big a reach or mistake, but usually when guys go in the top, like Malik Nabers, looks good.
Yeah.
Right? Marvin Harrison, looks good. You know, whether you go back to Megatron or A.J. Green, or I just feel like these guys that are considered sort of universally, oh, he's a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
They usually have a pretty good success rate.
Usually.
And if you pair him with Drake May, I feel pretty good about them bonding. And, you know, he's not going to be bitching about the quarterback play.
Sure.
So,
but you match Jalen Polk with him, and this is turning out about as bad as any receiver anyone's ever drafted. And the Belichick couldn't
do it for
20 years.
I'm starting to think Jalen Polk, they were the wrongest of wrong on.
Yeah.
Because everything I think they believed he was, he isn't. And that's pretty
everything
bad.
He thinks he is, he isn't.
Yeah. Well, that might be part of it, too. Do you think that's – are we getting close to that's not salvageable?
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah, it feels like he just doesn't fit mentally, physically,
it's
emotionally.
It's one thing if he was only not producing with Brissett. You'd say, okay, well, it's Brissett. But now, you know, like, he's committing penalties. The drops are happening no matter who's getting him the ball. He's got a bad attitude. Like, I don't know. I don't think there's anything really, you'd say, salvageable. I don't know if there's any positives coming from the player right now.
Oh, right now there are
nothing.
I don't believe there are positives.
Yeah.
But that's where my idea of Cooper Kupp, when that was a rumor.
Yeah.
I wonder if you bring, I keep using the phrase, an adult in the room, a guy that's been there, done that, that's going to have respect of the players, and Jalen Polk sees how he works and sees how he runs routes and sees what he does. Maybe there would be value in that, and that could sell. I've kind of, this idea that, I forget, Bleacher Report, no, PFF, when they put out what I think is going to go down, hey, cold, hard football, no, what are they called? Cold takes.
Cold, hard, cold, freezing cold takes.
Freezing cold takes.
Freezing cold hard football facts. If they combine together with Kerry.
They merged. freezing cold takes. Go check out PFF when they tweeted out a picture or it was Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, Patriots wide receiver one and wide receiver two set for the future or something.
Yeah.
That's about, they both stink. They both done nothing. They've both been utterly disappointing. That might go down as one of the worst tweets ever. And maybe that's salvageable with T. Higgins or whoever that number, the true number one is. But I'm starting to also doubt that. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
The only thing he does now is hold. There was a lot of those, like, snarky tweets. One thing he sticks to is the defender. Can't catch a ball, but he can hold a defender.
Holding, like, and the other one was, like, an illegal shift or something, right? Yeah.
That might be on Drake, though.
How is that on Drake?
Because that's a quarterback's job is to make sure everything is sort of set in that way. Was that one where he was not set or turning up field?
I thought it was illegal shift.
Yeah, so I think
maybe
he's
it was
not
legal
set.
Motion. Maybe it was legal motion. I can't remember exactly.
I think that might be a little bit on Drake.
Okay,
you know, he's my binky and all, and I don't want to like say anything bad, but that might be on the court.
Well, I hadn't even thought of that. I just you know.
You know me, objective, baby.
Well, yeah, it is. I have a procedural penalty like that, I usually blame the guy who did the wrong procedure. But who knows? 6-1.
Well, there was another one real quick where Booty lined up wrong, and I believe it was Hunter. It was Trips, right? Booty was the middle guy,
yeah,
and I think Hunter Henry was the inside guy, and he's like screaming at him to get off the line like, you idiot. Like, they still have way too many of those. They can't. Remember the coaches, Ajay, like the operation. Can we line up and run? They can't line up. There are way too many plays every game where they cannot line up, and I don't know who you blame that on. If that's AVP, I assume it's AVP.
I think Van Pelt and Mayo can share it.
Right,
there.
They run the offense. They run the show. That, for this time in the season, you're 9 games into the season, you can't line up on offense.
And
I don't care.
It hasn't gotten any better.
No.
True, yeah.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. That's unacceptable. That's the kind of crap that makes people wonder if the coach is the right guy.
617-779-7937. Coach is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Coach.
Coach.
Oh, Coach.
Oh, Coachy, Coachy.
All right, let's pop Coach on hold, and let's see what Stiz has for us in trending. We will get to your phone calls as well and also reset on some other things that Drake May had to say today, in particular, his thought on going for 2. That's all coming up right after Stiz. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.